Hello, and once again, welcome to an audio episode of the Doctor Who podcast. I am your host, Luke Manning. Now, I'm trying to get myself on my feet. And, you know, because, I don't know, it's just crazy lately. But I'm here with an audio episode. Your video episode will be following Sunday or Monday. And I'm just, once again, got the latest Doctor Who news for you, and we're going back to the 18th of April as we go in Tom's own words. Classic interviews featured in a new Doctor Who magazine special.
I was the greatest children's hero. I was known all over the world. I didn't need credit cards. I was welcomed into everybody's house. The Doctor isn't just what you hide in the studio, you see. I had to carry the concept of this semi-perfect man into my own life, so that of there were children around, I wouldn't seem as a disappointment. It was very, very exhausting at times, but rewarding as well. Being Doctor Who comes with this responsibility.
I think that was a really bad impersonation of Tom Baker, but anyway, Tom Baker. For almost 30 years, Doctor Who magazine has documented the making of this unique television series. This special edition gathers together the best of these interviews as the cast and crew themselves recall their part in the history of Doctor Who. This third photo-packed volume covers the final years of Tom Baker's Doctor, providing a complete primer for newcomers and a valuable refresher for hardened aficionados. Find out the story of the creation of K-9. Discover what lay behind the Doctor's season-long quest for the key to time. And learn what prompted Tom Baker to lay down his scarf after 7 years of intergalactic adventuring. Featuring contributions from Tom Baker, Louise Jameson, Graham Williams, John Leeson, Robert Holmes, Mary Tam, Douglas Adams, Lala Ward, John Nathan Turner, Christopher H. Bidmead, Matthew Waterhouse, and hundreds more. Plus an afterword by Shakespeare Code writer Gareth Roberts. Doctor Who Magazine, in their own words, Volume 3, 1977 to 1981, is on sale now, priced $5.99. The Daleks seem to be the most horrid Doctor Who monster. They may be 40 years old, but they've still got it. Now, we asked, this is, of course, coming from the Doctor Who News website at bbc.co.uk/Doctor Who/news. We've asked you to vote for the scariest villain of the new series. Over 21,000 voted, with the Daleks set to take Manhattan this Saturday in the part 2 of the episode, coming out on top. Those creepy gas mask zombies from The Empty Child were deemed the second most chilling, with the impossible planet / Satan pits the Beast coming in at third. Of the win, Nick Briggs, the voice of the Daleks, said, "They seem to have stood their test of time." Here's the top 10 in full. Number 1, the Daleks. Number 2, the Empty Child zombies. Number 3, the Beast. Number 4, the Cybermen. Number 5, the Clockwork Droids. Number 6, the Ood. Number 7, the Empress of Rachnos. Number 8, the Werewolf. Number 9, the Ortons. Number 10, Chloe's Dad. And you notice how 9 out of those all include the word "the" at the beginning. Jadoon in the room? BBC Writers' Room offers Smith & Jones script download. Russell T. Davies has given his blessing for BBC Writers' Room to put the full shooting script for Smith & Jones online. It features cool stuff like this. The Dajun are big and brutish, stocky, thick-set in uniforms of studded black leather panels. The lower half is a leather skirt, like Roman centurions, hefty boots below. Heads are covered with skinny black helmets in the strangest shape, like the thick head juts forward onto the chest, then twists up at the end. It's hard to work out until the Dejun captain twists a claps at his neck, the hiss of depression, and lifts off his helmet. The BBC Writers' Room identifies and champions new writing talent and diversity across BBC drama, entertainment, and children's programming. I shall post a link to the place where you can get the script on Acrobat Reader. It's probably on your computer, but if you don't, just go to Acrobat and download it. Each Monday on the BBC News website, you'll get a special preview or teaser clip of the animated installments on Totally Doctor Who. That, of course, is available at bbc.co.uk/Doctor Who/news. Makra Magical! David gets crabby in the new Doctor Who magazine. If you had to make a poll of monsters least likely to make a reappearance, grins David Tennant, the Makra would probably be the fairy near the top. Oh, wait, he's Scottish. Oh, well, I like that voice. So it's kind of cool, isn't it? He tells Doctor Who magazine as they go behind the scenes of Gridlock. If you're going to do giant crabs, there's no point in them being anything other than the Makra, seeing as they already exist. Now, I know that's not a David Tennant accent, but I really like it. It's one of the joys of being involved with a series which has got all this history for free. You can't just sprinkle in all of these nuggets of recognition for those who get them. Elsewhere, the David vs. Freemer Shakespeare quotes quiz separates the bards elsewhere from the boys. I'm not doing a Freemer Agerman accent. It's unfair, because David's done loads of Shakespeare, says Freemer. I hope my old English teacher doesn't read this. If that wasn't enough, James Strong opens up his frank and funny Daleks in Manhattan Journal to Doctor Who Magazine's readers in the first of a major two-part feature. Paul Cornell tells us about writing the Doctor's Human Nature and the Time team celebrate reaching over 600 episodes with the King's Demons and the Five Doctors. Now, Doctor Who Magazine edition number 382 goes on sale from May 3rd, 2007, priced at £3.99. And finally, for the news of this week, Robot DVD cover has been released. To Entertain have released the cover image for the upcoming classic series DVD Robot. As previously announced, Robot, which features the Tom Baker's debut as the Doctor, will feature the following extras: commentary by Tom Baker, Elizabeth Sladen, producer Barry Letts, and writer Terence Dix. Our Friends Electric. Duration 38 minutes and 58 seconds. A documentary which looks at Tom Baker's introduction as the Doctor and the making of his first story. Now, forgive me if I already said this, I had to pause it for a second, but it features interviews with actors Tom Baker, Elizabeth Sladen, Alec Lindsay, Patricia Maynard, Michael Kilgareth, and Edward Burnham. Producer Barry Letts and Philip Hinchcliffe, script editor Terence Dix, director Christopher Barry, and production unit manager George Galatio. The Tunnel Effect. Duration 13 minutes and 47 seconds. Look at the creation of the Tom Baker slit scan title sequence, which was previously used for 1 year with John Pertwee. A clip from Blue Peter, recorded on the robot sets, and a photo gallery. Robot is due for release on the 28th of May 2007. The full cover will be, at least the graphic of it, will be this week's album artwork. In the background right now, you're currently hearing the new theme to the Doctor Who podcast. I hope you enjoyed this week's Doctor Who podcast, and until next week, I'll see ya.